How the heck are you, everybody? Welcome back to the Blade Runner Minute. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today's minute 78. I like to dance while I say
they can't things. Tell you're dancing, you know I'm that, dancing. Right? We've had this discussion
tell.
Before.
I can tell. I'm all that matters. Minute 78 starts with JF telling Roy, "You're so perfect." It ends with the beautiful Pris doing a backflip right into my heart. Sandra, tell us about minute 78 and what...
I had it end on a giggle.
Okay.
You may not have heard the giggle. I had the closed captioning on when I do it.
Which giggle? Who giggles?
JF giggles after she does the backflip. Agree to disagree, it doesn't matter.
You just lost your turn to start the...
Okay. I don't like starting anyway.
You're so perfect.
Thank you, I am.
JF says to Roy...
Why did he say that, Peter?
Because in the previous minute, Roy asked, "What are you staring at, Sebastian?" The answer
And he says, "Because you're so different."
You're so different. You're so perfect. And Roy says, "Yes."
Yes.
And then JF asks what generation they are.
Do you think JF always knew Pris was a replicant?
I didn't think so,
but because of this, yeah, I think he knew.
Because Roy says Nexus 6.
And he was just excited to meet replicants because they're not on Earth.
And JF basically jumps to the moon. He jumps for excitement. I knew it. Roy is excited. Actually, I wanted to ask you about this. What's Roy's body language when he says Nexus 6, when JF asks him what generation you are? And Roy doesn't just sit down and answer him. He gets up.
And he gets closer. He gets closer
to Pris.
To show that we're together.
They kind of huddle. And I don't know if he looked scared or excited or nervous or what was that reaction?
I think he was intimidating and showing possession of Pris. And showing that they're together. That they together are what he's talking about.
We are Nexus 6.
Not just me. That it's us.
We are the Borg.
I'm also a little... surprised, pleased, I don't know, about that he had an inkling that they were replicants, and he still took them in even though they're illegal. What do you think about that? Pris didn't twist his arm, nothing. Do you think he knew outside? Do you think he had an inkling there, or was it when they came upstairs? Was it only after meeting Roy?
This is in the minute where Roy says, "We have something in common," right? I don't think it's this
one.
No. Because that could be the answer. He knew what they were, and he knows what their problem is, and he feels...
I took it as he kind of had an idea of what they were, and it intrigued him because of what he does for a living, that he makes these toys on his own as well because he likes them, and that it was like a new plaything. It's like exciting, like, ooh, this replicant's going to be in my house.
Right, it's exciting. He lives a solitary, boring life. He does the same thing every day, and something new happens.
I don't think he sees himself as boring. You know, when you're a little simple.
No, that's not what I meant. Oh. What I meant was he does the same thing every day. He probably loves the routine, but it is a routine. And by definition, it's the same thing over and over and over again. And not that that's a bad thing, but it's always a welcome, a change is always welcome in the routine.
Yeah, I just don't think of it as a...
It's exciting.
I don't think he thought of it as exciting just because of the change. I think he thought it was exciting because of what they are and what he in relationship to what he does.
Oh, I get it. You're disagreeing with me just to disagree with me again, yes. Even though I'm clearly right. That makes sense.
No, because I don't think he thinks
that. No. That's fine. No, that's cool. I'm agree to disagree because you're wrong.
Okay. So Roy moves closer to Pris. You know, showing ownership, claiming, right? And he says, Nexus 6.
Right. And JF jumps up for joy. I knew it. I work for Tyrell.
He says, because I do genetic design work.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I cut it down.
No, because that's important. Genetic design work.
I do genetic design work.
For Tyrell. He goes, there's some of me in you.
Which lends credence again to my I'm not going to call it a theory. But I feel like when... Because we've had trouble defining the replicants.
Yeah, we always go back to that. Because that's what the whole movie's about.
Yeah, are they more mechanical? Are they more biological? And they're clearly... We've concluded they are more biological than anything else. But now, what kind of biological? And I've always argued... Well, not always, but I've been arguing they're more like clones. It makes more sense to me to think of them more like clones than just... something Frankensteinianly put together.
You're totally about to say I disagree with you just to disagree.
In a lab, but every time they say there's some of me in you, there's my niece's memories in you, there's the intellect of your creator is in you, you're made just as smart, if not smarter, than the people who made you, just as strong, if not stronger, than the people that made you. They're taking bits of other people, of designers and doctors or whoever, and putting them into their creations. It's not a clone, but it's closer than just growing body parts in a lab and just tabula rasa, putting them together, see what happens.
I don't really... I see
what you're coming from. It's not a clean slate. It's not a clean slate with these things.
It depends on which ones.
And by these things... We're not going to get to that. By these things, I mean the replicants.
You did more than one thing that I want to talk about. Chu says to them, "You have my eyes." I don't think he thinks of it as...
No.
His eyes as much as his work.
Oh, I didn't think... Yeah, I didn't, yeah, so I didn't just, think of... No, you're right.
That's
you're
the last time we said that.
Chu just meant... No, Chu just said, I designed your eyes. He didn't say, "You have my eyes." He said, "I designed your eyes."
And then he says, you have some of me in you. You know, I put a note of...
JF says you
pieces
have some...
Pieces right. of some of their code, of his code, as in his actual genetic code, or just his work.
He probably means just his work.
That's how I took it as well. I'm starting to think that they're more like the androids in Alien.
No, I say they're way more human than that.
I don't know. Only because of what happens
Bishop?
In the next scene. I think they're closer to that than they are to human. Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Because they're definitely not like Terminator. That's a given. They're not Terminator. Cyborg with the human skin overlay.
No, they're definitely not Terminator. But they're definitely not just regular humans.
They're not humans.
They're resistant to cold. They're resistant to heat.
That's why. They're stronger, that's why they're smarter, I don't think that I would ever say that they're enhanced humans.
Oh, why? That sounds perfect, actually.
I don't think they're enhanced humans. Only because our skin, by definition, is delicate at times. Like, we wouldn't... I don't think you can rewrite our code to make our skin withstand the cold that way, to make our bodies withstand the cold, to be able to do what she does in the next scene.
Right.
I think you can enhance our code to give the opportunity to live to the potential to do the acrobatics that are, you know, their strength.
Right.
But I don't know enough about genetic design or DNA or however we want to talk about it, or biomechanics, to say that you could change the code to make our skin impervious to cold or heat.
Okay.
Because there's no marks, there's no anything. I'm not even thinking that, like, if they had done a flinch to show some kind of reaction sensitivity on the flesh to those things, I would have been like, oh, they just gave us a higher threshold. But to take that away entirely makes me feel more like Bishop, like the way he had the knife and the thing, and it went through his hand, and it wasn't a big deal.
Even Bishop cut himself. It's not like
they're not perfect.
No, well, they're not resistant to
cuts.
It's not like he was super resistant.
But it didn't hurt him in the same way.
No, it didn't seem to. Didn't seem to. And let me be clear: I'm not saying that they're clones.
Why are you taking my line?
I want just to be clear. I'm not saying that they're clones. I'm saying for those of us who have trouble, what's the word? Reconciling what exactly they are.
That's a good word.
Think of them more along the lines of clones, and at least you're on the right path. Don't, because I used to think of them as just straight up robots, like Terminator, and that was tripping us up for a long time. But and then when we had a conversation, I keep comparing them to Frankenstein. That's not it either, because they're not other people put together.
No, but they're parts grown. Made. I thought you were comparing them to Frankenstein because there's
Frankenstein's
parts,
monster. Sorry.
Frankenstein's
sorry,
monster. Sorry. That you were comparing them to the monster based on their conglomerate of parts made by different people that are put together. I don't think that either. That's why that whole Chu eye thing and then have all these like subcontractors doesn't sit right with me, because they're too. All the pieces work well and in sync, and it to say that they're all made in separate places reminds me too much of the way they build a car or a computer.
Yeah,
and again, that doesn't sit right with me, but that only doesn't sit right with us because we've seen 2049.
Does it?
Yeah.
The movie itself kind of paints a blurry picture.
It's a little blurred, but not the same way that once you look at 2049 makes you look back at all this and then like, That's what you meant. Them being closer to Bishop fits in with if you take just this movie. Okay. All the parts working. Okay. Everything looks the same. Skin job, that it's just skin on top of something else that isn't exactly human. But then he goes on to say...
Oh, we're done with this? We're done.
No, because there's a reason I need to move on, because something I want to make a point. Because you brought up something else. He said he works for he does like the genetic design for him, and he asks him to show me something.
Show me something.
And he says, like what? And he says, we're no computers.
Yes.
He says, we're no computers. I'm not here to... He could have said he's no show dog.
Yes.
He said, we're no computers.
I'm very confused. I am not a... All right. I'm a fairly intelligent person. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give myself that. I'm also... not very bright.
You have the potential for intelligence, but you're not living up to what the genetic code says by knowing stuff.
I'm fairly bright. I don't know stuff. I can sit in front of a person. Could. I can read a book. You could be quick. I can figure some things out. I could.
Okay.
But no, it doesn't. It,
you have no encyclopedia in your brain.
It's a slow absorption rate for me. So there are some mixed signals happening in this minute.
That's not just
I'm
you.
I'm really glad that I'm sitting here with you, because maybe you can make some sense out of this. When he says, we're not computers, Sebastian, or we're no computer. We're physical. Computers, so obviously he doesn't mean a physical desktop computer, because that's a physical thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. He means we don't compute. We're not numbers in the air, binary. What the hell is he trying to say?
The next line is what tells you.
Because the comparison is weird.
The next line tells you.
So the next line, I think therefore I am.
She says, I think therefore I am. And he says, very good, Pris. As if he's been training her to think. But he says to Pris, show him something.
There's something, show him. Blah, blah, blah. There's something going on in this moment. All right, I had a note about show the acting. But you're onto something really good with Roy answering the question to show me something, because he says we're physical. So we're...
Right. And he says, I think therefore I am, and he says, show him why.
But I think therefore I am is from Descartes.
Yes, and Descartes says go ahead.
Sorry. I boiled it down to... I studied Descartes, and I got a little of it. Okay? And it was fascinating, but some of it goes over my head.
Okay.
But the core of it to me was doubting your existence proves your existence. If you have the mental capacity to think and doubt and wonder, well, then you are.
If you have the mental capacity to ask questions that aren't...
If you're questioning your own, but it has to be, it's limited to your own existence. So, it's very specific. If you're doubting your existence, then you must exist.
So then we have...
It's doubt.
Hold on, I'm going to get you there. Okay. And then you talked about Locke. So,
yeah, but
right? And no, you but gave me, hold question. On, I'm gonna bring it all back. Sure, cool. I'm gonna bring it all back.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're swimming. And we're swimming in a pool of info.
Then you get Locke, right? And Locke talks about this blank slate of tabula rasa where everybody's born with nothing.
Yes.
Which is what the replicants are. They're born with nothing.
Don't tell me what I can't do, but all right.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Right, sure.
Okay, different Locke, but same
we're
idea.
We're in the hatch. Okay, we're in the hatch. Okay.
It's not Penny's boat.
Don't stick to Locke.
Okay. Locke says that there's a blank slate. And that we have to build to be and that's how we become human. The fact that we build upon our experiences, which is really important to these replicants, because they are themselves blank slates that have to build. They put then an incept date on them, because once they start to build, they start to think, I think, therefore I am. No, you can't be, because then we have to get rid of you because you get in too many of those highfalutin ideas.
But are we deviating too much? Like you're inserting Locke into this, but...
There's a point.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
Then, I don't know if you know, there's a German philosopher, Theodor Lips. Have you ever read any of Theodor Lips' stuff? Okay. Theodor Lips says, it's not thinking that makes us human. It's not this blank slate that we build upon. These are all very almost like external things that are happening to you. You can think about something. He goes, what makes us human is empathy.
Okay.
The fact that we can feel empathy... I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but this empathy idea is what the whole VK test was built on. So when they were writing out this movie, it kind of brought in all three things. You have her saying, I think, therefore I am, because the fact that they can question their existence and question their servitude and slavery means that they are living, breathing, not humans, but people. They're a person.
Okay.
I am a person. E.T. is a person, but he's not human.
Is that correct? Right? E.T. Can you be a person if you're not human?
A person just means a sentient being, right?
I don't know. I thought people were humans.
When they talk about, in philosophy, about persons, they're talking about higher level thinking beings. So,
I feel more comfortable with the word being than person.
Well, person. I'm going to say person.
I don't think cats are people. So.
They're not people because they don't have higher level thought. We have not proved that a cat thinks about their existence. We have not proved that we know that some animals have empathy, but is it empathy in the same way we have it? Like elephants, we know more in the death of their loved ones.
Right.
And orangutans and chimpanzees more in the death of their loved ones.
Right.
But does that mean that they have higher level thought? If it does, then I don't know why we're eating any of these things.
I don't know, but I'm still going to go ahead and disagree with you on the people definition.
You don't like the semantics. That's fine. We can go with being.
I'm down for some antics. But this definition that you're throwing at me is...
I'm not saying it's my definition. I'm just pulling out this thought. So
does your whole argument depend on that, though?
That if it's humans or people?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so we could move past
it. You can use it. Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
But in what I've read, they've always said persons.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Some philosophers say being, but there are people who say persons. It doesn't matter.
All right. No problem.
Use whichever one you're comfortable with, and we'll go with that.
All right.
So
I'm looking at Sandra very suspiciously right now.
But this German philosopher Litz...
I got my eyes on you, okay, lady.
Makes us... It says us that empathy is what makes us human, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the human out and say empathy is what makes us a being.
Okay,
does that make you feel better?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Descartes said, no, what makes us a being is having a blank slate.
No, Locke said that.
Locke said that. I apologize.
Descartes says doubting.
Deckard. Huh?
Whoa. Descartes, Deckard. Wow.
Yeah, I think, therefore I am, because he thinks, therefore he is, so he is a being.
So,
going with your thing of
so what Roy might be saying to Sebastian is we're more than just a thought in a laboratory or a scientist's mind.
We're not a construction.
We're actual physical beings, and we deserve and we want love. We want love and we want love and eggs and breakfast like everyone else.
I want you to share.
I'm inserting some humor there, but that's my actual.
We want things.
Opinion/question.
We're not
to
computers.
You? Okay, so we're not.
But I always thought of it as
we're not a tool.
We're not a tool.
We're not
I thought of it that way.
Tool.
I'm not a thing that you can just put an input in and it'll shoot something out at you. I'm not a computer.
Because when you say physical to me, I think, like, my cup is physical.
Well, when
it's a physical thing.
I want you to remember that when they talk about computers, they're not talking about the kind of computers we have now.
Of course.
That the earliest computers were not electric in any way. There were no electronics. It's just an in-and-out machine.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. The earliest ones had those punch cards and things like that.
That's exactly what I thought
you said. When we talk about, like, Miss Lovelace. Lovelace designed the first computer programs, but they weren't on the computers that we think of as today. It was just... basically in and out machines. You put something in, what comes out, and you tell this mechanical thing how to react. Like when you talk about steampunk robots, they're gears and wires, and these are, you program the gears and wires to do X, Z. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So we're no computers.
We're not told how to react and live.
The fact that he says we're physical doesn't make sense for that one.
Throws me off a bit.
Because everything's physical. Look.
Okay,
physical.
Good. Okay.
Your fuzzy sock is physical. If he would have just said we're not mechanical, it would have made more sense. Or we're not show dogs, that would have made more sense. But he said physical, and I don't...
Yeah, his first... I remember... It's funny, I've seen this movie so many times, and I remembered his reaction to Sebastian's question... or command of show me something, show me anything. I remembered Roy's reaction being more along the lines of we're not show dogs, we're not... I don't remember the actual words that I thought he would say.
Yeah, I think that's just the point he's trying to make.
But in my memory, it was, we're not clowns here to... What am I, a clown? I'm here to amuse you, Roy? I'm here to amuse you? No, maybe it's me, I'm a little... left up, you know? I'm a clown?
You want to do the whole thing for them?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Save it for Goodfellas Minute.
Isn't somebody doing the Goodfellas Minute?
Yeah, I think it's done.
Is it?
Yeah, for a while.
I want to go back to Lip for a second. Lips, Theodore Lips, the German
sure,
philosopher.
Go right back.
Who said, empathy is what makes us a person? Thanks. Mm. What does that mean for a sociopath? Are they not people? Are they not a being?
Why are you asking me?
I'm curious. What do you think about that? If empathy was what makes us human, what about sociopaths?
It's important for this minute, too, because we all...
That
would be spoilery, but for Roy, it's like he's doing. I hate saying like. I just bothered Chud for saying like so many times in those episodes. No,
goddamn it, Chud.
No, yeah, goddamn it, Chud. Roy is fighting so hard, and Pris and Zora and Leon, they're fighting so hard to prove that they're people deserving of their own personal freedom and space and rights, but the things they do prove that they should be stripped of those freedoms. And it's,
because
and it's
they have
an
empathy,
argument.
So they're all sociopaths.
They are showing sociopathic behavior.
Do you think if they had been given the chance for memories, they wouldn't be? Like the fact that Rachel shoots Leon so that Deckard won't die, doesn't that show she has empathy?
Yes.
And that it took so many questions for her to fail, I guess, or for a result on the VK test show that she has empathy because she started with a basis of memories.
Well, I thought the VK, not that I thought, but the VK is to prove that if you don't have empathy, you're a replicant. So by her beating the test, yeah,
she didn't beat the test. It just took a long time to figure out that she didn't have.
Well,
the
she
same
was beating
gun.
It for a while for a,
sure
for about 100 questions.
That it took so long for her to have.
So
a
she
result.
Was showing empathy, tricking the
right,
machine
and she could just not have empathy for certain things.
But ultimately she did fail. So there's no, really so limited mean, empathy doesn't necessarily mean no empathy.
We also haven't seen it on a human.
True. Have you taken that test
yourself? Or an empathy, have we done this on Ted Bundy?
Right.
What would his answers be?
I don't know. I think that's part of their sickness is their ability to convince people that they have empathy. Isn't that the whole point? So we as viewers, we're looking at these four replicants and we feel bad for them because they're slaves. But the behavior they're displaying is the furthest thing from a normal person in society.
Person, see, person. Yeah. And then I start thinking about how children, if they're born with this blank slate, that it is really nurture that raises them and not nature, which is fine. That they're born with this blank slate, but as babies, we teach them these things. Oh, you gave mama a boo-boo, don't do that. We're teaching them like, oh my God, look, I'm so sad. We teach them that empathy in everything we do around them. Even if we didn't give these replicants memories of which to make a background and to have empathy and to have all these emotions, why aren't there caretakers or taskmasters or captains, whatever you want to call them, the people in charge of them, why are they not taking the opportunity to teach them empathy? You know, when you have Brave New World that they do the sleep thinking,
right?
And they put them on like videos and the talking that teaches them what they need to know. Why aren't we doing that with them? That even though they don't have memories to build on, we're teaching them the way to behave.
Isn't that what he started with Nexus 7 with Rachel? Isn't that what
he gave her memories
to
help counteract
those emotions
that.
Because
yes.
He knew this and she's open-ended.
But before that, why didn't they think like, hey, babies are born with a blank slate too. We have to teach them how to feel empathy. Maybe they wanted them to not have empathy, so they thought that would control them better.
Right, of course. That's what.
But
that's
then
what
they gave
Nexus
them memories
6...
to control them.
Well, I don't think the Nexus 6 have memories.
No, they don't.
Right, so that's the whole point.
But
this was a failed experiment. Nexus 6 was a failed experiment. We're witnessing the final.
So Nexus 1 failed, Nexus 2 failed, Nexus 3, 4, 5, and 6. You took 6 generations to figure out that you need to give them some kind of empathy and emotions and memories, otherwise they go batshit crazy?
We don't know why they failed, 1 through 5 failed. We know why 6 failed. It's because they became murderous and rebellious.
Because they're
sociopaths.
We don't
know why 1 through 5. 1 through 5 may have failed for various different reasons. Like, the teddy bear head wouldn't screw on properly. Okay, abandon Nexus 1. Let's go. What's Nexus 2? Nexus 2's nose keeps growing when they lie. Okay, because that's what Bear and Kaiser are, Nexus 1 and Nexus 2.
Is that really what they are?
No, it was a horrible, horrible joke that didn't land at all. And I feel very stupid, but... No, you know what? I stand by those jokes. I like those jokes just now.
You go with it, baby.
Yeah. Bear and Kaiser are Nexus 1s and 2s, and that's why they failed.
You can't even keep it going. You're like, I'm totally wrong. But yeah, it's just this minute was giving a lot to think about their mental states.
I agree. I wanted to save this conversation we just had that occurred naturally because I forgot to remind you. I forgot to like prep you because I left you alone to eat your lunch and watch some minutes. But I wanted to have like a proper opening for the show, for this episode, with that existential conversation.
But good, now we're ending it. And I'm so
glad it happened. No, this isn't over. Oh. Because I have to talk about... Now that we got that crap out of the way, that useless garbage about feelings and existence. What,
Theodore Lips?
Feelings and existence. You just
like that I knew that.
Deckard? There's something... I like that connection. You couldn't have been the first person to make that connection. Oh. That's great.
I wrote it and I went, Deckard. Because I was thinking about how funny it is to pronounce it, that if I had never heard it said...
Descartes?
Yes, that if I never heard it said, I would think that, but it's Deckard. And I was like, Deckard?
So during that moment...
Which moment?
When right before Roy answers JF by saying we're no computer, during that moment when it's Roy and Pris
sitting on the chair,
really beautiful shot of the two of them together.
Yeah, like an there's something going photo.
On. Yeah, there's something going on in this moment. Simultaneously, Roy and Pris are reacting with really unique facial expressions. You got Roy, who's looks insulted by JF's request. Show me something. And at the same time, you'll only catch this on multiple viewings. And at the same time, I'm looking at Pris, who's got this big, beautiful smile on her face.
She's so amused.
And it slowly turns down into a really serious face. And then all of a sudden, she pops and looks like she has an idea. And that's the end of the minute. She's about to get up. And
she does her backflip.
And say, I think Sebastian, therefore I am. And then Roy's like, very good, Pris. And now show him why. Starting now into the next minute or two.
The backflip has nothing to do with, I think, the 4 a.m.
I feel a lot of tension. So much so to the point where I feel like they're about to kill JF.
Yeah, it makes
they're
me very uncomfortable. Creating the same tension that and he looks uncomfortable too.
A few minutes ago when Deckard was washing out his bloody mouth in his sink, and I thought Rachel, the tone shift occurred, and I thought Rachel was going to kill Deckard in this vulnerable state. And so I love how they're keeping up with this
roller coaster
ride of worrying.
Do we feel the tension because we know what they are, or do we feel the tension because we know the ending, or nothing at all?
No.
Like what? Are,
not because people... we know. Definitely not because we know. No, this is a tension that was created within.
Do you think people who've never seen this film before would feel the same tension?
I think so.
Can you go to your mother's house and watch this part with her and ask her what she thinks?
Yeah, sure.
It's a reason to
experiment.
Go over. Yeah. Okay. It's a reason to go over. Go ahead.
And then Pris does a damn impressive backflip and mugs for the camera when she upon landing.
Well, Daryl Hannah was gymnastics. Just studied gymnastics at one point in her life.
She was a gymnastics.
A gymnast. She's gorgeous
in the scene too. I'm usually looking at Roy when he says, "We're no computer, Sebastian."
And he does it with a weird accent.
Yeah. And now I looked at Pris. And Daryl Hannah, with even her through the makeup, garters and stuff. She's gorgeous. I don't see the garters on that scene. I just see her.
When she does the backflip, you clearly see...
Well, that's when she gets up, but while they're sitting there...
No, you just see stockings. You don't see that as on garters. Engagement
picture in the... she's just... Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good enough? Yes. You satisfied? Got all the...
I have no answers, but yeah. Take
Carton Lips and John Locke out of your system? Well, there's no answers.
I have another thing I want to say about Locke.
Do you want to save it or is it does it apply?
I guess it applies.
You guess or
it always applies to me. That's why I wrote it here.
All right, give it.
I think about Rachel when I think about this. When I think therefore I am, and then you mentioned Locke, and I thought tabula rasa. I think about Rachel. You have these memories, and it's so heartbreaking to know that not one of them is yours. And which of them are better off? Like these people who came in with a blank slate, or Rachel, who was born, conceived, constructed with all these memories that turn out not to be hers.
Finish the first thought, though. The Nexus 6, Roy, Pris, Leon, and Zora that came in with a blank slate and are building horrible, horrible memories of war and death and loss and pain. Or the Nexus 7, Rachel... has these loving memories of a family and
but none of them are hers.
But once she realizes none of them are her, none of them are real. It's devastating. It's devastating.
So cruel.
I'd still rather be Rachel. Because at least you.
It's like the pill.
They are still memories.
In the Matrix.
They're still in her head. She can't get rid of them. Blue pill or the red pill. As painful as that is. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I don't know. It's just heartbreaking. That's all. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, well then, you know what? I'm shutting it down.
Shut her down.
Shut her down.
For now.